It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. In the last year and a half, our regular Bubbler Talk feature has answered dozens of questions about the Milwaukee area. From last week's segment on a former bathhouse along the Milwaukee River to the former yeast smell that used to greet travelers along I-94.
The questions are all generated by listeners, and now WUWM is expanding the crowdsourced story model to the work of our three beat reporters in a project called Beats Me. Susan Bentz covers the environment, Rachel Morello covers education, and Aisha Turner is our race and ethnicity reporter, and they join us, along with Michelle Matanowski, the person behind WUWM's website, who explains more about the project.
It is our way of engaging directly with our audience and our listeners, because you guys are really smart, curious people, and we want to know what questions are on your mind. So Bubbler Talk is built around the question, what do you want to know, or what questions do you have about the Milwaukee area, and we have gotten such a wide range of really thoughtful to light to really deep subjects through that. So we thought it would be a good idea to expand that whole model of reporting to our beat reporters.
Let me ask a really basic question that I know in my job I get all the time when I meet people out in the world, and I imagine you do too, which is, where do stories start from each of you? You know, the classic, where do you get your ideas? Do you have to dream them all up yourself question? And I'll throw it to any of you. Like, where do the best stories come from already?
I can start.
Yeah.
I'm Aisha. So for me, the best stories just start from just a general sense of curiosity, and it feels like a really obvious answer, but it's actually something that is a bit tricky to implement. It's sometimes a little bit difficult to actually trust your instincts to know, like, because I'm wondering about this, maybe other people are too. And so a lot of the stories that we get are just from things that, like, we're already wondering about, or people that we're already curious about. And so I think that when we're applying that to, like, the Beats Me model, that then expands to our audience and trying to get, like, what do people in the community want to know about, and what are they just sort of, what's on their mind?
Susan, Rachel, same for the two of you.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about being a beat reporter is that a lot of your stories just sort of flow together sometimes. So something that is just a minor detail in one story might become the idea for a next story. And I think that that's kind of how people within each of our disciplines think too. Like, educators who I talk to will say, oh, I noticed you mentioned this really briefly in this story. Have you ever thought about what that means, et cetera, et cetera? So I think the beats themselves really lend themselves to this sort of idea collection model.
Right, one idea begets another.
Right, right.
And
Susan,
I think
Benz,
there are so many ideas, and there's so much curiosity in the environmental world. There's concerns, as in all of our beat areas. And so getting to a point where you feel like you're really not only exploring important issues, interesting issues, and things that pique people's curiosity and our own, it's how can you make that reporting as meaningful as possible?
So in a sense, does some of this validate, you know, when you get a question from a listener that taps into something that you've already wondered about, does this kind of validate your curiosity about the beat in some way?
I think so. And I think also, as Michelle has said, you know, connecting with the listener, we feel like we know some of you. You know, we do hear from people, but hearing what is really on people's mind, either on the light side or the heavy side of a beat area, is really exciting. You feel like you're engaging. You're thinking more about your beat in a different way.
It's also a little bit of a relief, because there will be times when I'll be wondering about something and I'll think, oh, well, that's kind of obvious. I should already know. I think an example for that for me would be the March on Milwaukee. I'm sort of thinking that, like, everybody kind of knows about these open housing marches already, but then it turns out that it's actually not something that people are thinking about a lot and talking about a lot. And so when you hear the community kind of ask about these specific questions or events, you're sort of saying like, oh, okay, it's okay that I'm not really familiar with this yet, and we can all kind of do this together and learn together.
Rachel Morello, would you think that there are also topics out there for as much as you do on education every day? Do you think there are topics out there that are just completely not on your radar that this might expose you to?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think we all live in our own neighborhoods. We all sit at our own desks. We all have our own things that we do during the day. So there's just things that we're not exposed to. Or like in my case, I went to school A and school B, but not C and D. So there are just things that there's no way you would know about them unless somebody involved brought it up to you and made you aware of it.
Give us the nuts and bolts. How does this work? How are we soliciting questions?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website. You can go to wuwm.com/beatsme, and that'll kind of give you a primer on each of our beat reporters and the questions they're hoping to collect. And then they each have their own like hub page on our website that shows all the reporting that they've done. And it also involves a space where you can submit your question. Another component to this in wanting to have a better sense of the kind of questions that exist in our community is for us to go out in our community so that we're not just gathering questions from the people who are already know us and listen to public radio, but so that we're reaching people who don't know that public radio exists and we're here to tell their stories and answer their questions.
I think it's less about finding people that don't know that public radio exists, but like really trying to find people that don't necessarily think that public radio is for them. I think especially when talking about race and ethnicity, I want to be sure that I'm not just talking about race to a predominantly white audience. I want to make sure that I'm answering questions that represent the diversity that exists in Milwaukee.
I want to hear from parents and kids. As an education reporter, I get a lot of like figureheads, and those people are important and have obviously really interesting things to say, but kids are in schools every day. Parents are picking them up every day. Teachers are the ones making the learning happen every day. So I'd like to hear from those people a little bit more. If you're out there, submit a question.
And I think in the environmental area, I think some people just hear environment and think, you know, heaviness. Yeah. And I think that it can be both a celebration of what people are concerned and what they means most to them in their environment, and something they've just always wondered about and thought, you know, I'm just going to ask this.
Well, listen, Michelle, Aisha, Susan, Rachel, thanks to all of you. And we'll make sure people can find their way over to WWM.com.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
Aisha Turner covers race and ethnicity. Rachel Morello covers education. And Susan Bentz is our environmental reporter. Michelle Matternowski manages the WUWM website. You can submit questions through our Beats Me initiative at WUWM.com.